Well, I'll tell you what happened in the NBL, and our next guest saw this happen. They were called the Illawarra Hawks. Then the Illawarra part was dropped. The locals blew up, and I believe it is Illawarra again, and the coach of the Hawks and the Boomers. Great to have him on the show for the first time. I think we spoke to him just before Tokyo. Brian Gorgon, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, firstly, well, I think, like I said, this is the first time we've spoken since you came home with a bronze medal. Congratulations. What was your defining memory of that couple of weeks?
Well, it won. I still celebrate it every day. We knew we had the country captivated with the team and the performance, and all eyes were on us. And obviously, I think the if there was a moment, it was after losing to Team USA. And you go through the history of our national program, that's happened. They've been in that situation 5 times. They've played 10 games where they just have to win one of those 10 games and they get a medal, and they've never done it before. And that was a defining moment, the locker room after the USA game, going to a place they've never been before successfully and coming out of there. And the performance that the team put on against Slovenia, Patty Mills leading the way, our captain, was something that I'll never forget, and something that's bonded that group for life.
Well, congratulations, Brian. And one thing that stood out to me when I was watching it was just how much, passion and pride they had in playing for the country, playing for themselves, playing for you, and playing for the colours. It really meant something to them.
Well, the biggest situation for me personally was taking the job. When the situation approached, you look as a coach, there are good jobs and there's bad jobs. This was not a good job. It's a team that's performed and punched out of their weight, and they've haven't meddled. And the only thing that's going to make the country and the team happy is meddling. And what got me over the line was I had an involvement with Patty and Joe when they were 18, 19 years old in Beijing. Now they're 32, 30-year-old men, and they're saying, "Coach, come on board. The final step, we want you with us." And that is why I did it. And when we were in the elevator after we beat Slovenia, Patty Mills and Joe were waiting for me in the elevator to go upstairs to the news conference, and both of them looked me in the eye. And I'll never forget, Patty looked at me and goes, "I told you about this. I told you about this culture, and it's something you can't talk about. You've got to see it. Coach, did you see it? You were part of it. You understand me now?" And that is what I'm trying to say to you, and I can't do it justice. And I kept saying to the group, "Man, this is special. Make it visual. Everybody's watching. Do what you do." And the Slovenia game, I think, is what you're saying, is it is visual. The performance showed it. But what that culture and that group was really, really hard to talk about.
Oh, no, it was a great couple of weeks. They've certainly left some legacy, that team in particular. Now, Ben Simmons, Brian, it's been a saga to say the least. And I remember you telling us you were in dialogue with him heading into Tokyo. And, of course, he elected to go and train by himself in the NBA offseason. If you were advising him at the moment, what would you tell him?
I have a thought on my place in this, or how I feel in being a part of the Boomers. Is I always go by how people are with you. You always hear stuff, and when you're in sport, I've had a lot of players come, "Oh, he's got this problem, he's got that problem, he's this," and he's been tremendous in the situation, my personal relationship with him. So I always go by, and I like our situation. And Ben Simmons, played for my brother at Box Hill. And my touching him during that time, his involvement with my brother, you've got a tremendous human being. You've got a tremendous basketball player there. And all I know is this time I've been away for 12 years. So his whole development, I've been in China. I come back, I'm a coach of the Boomers, and his involvement with me, his family with me, was nothing but first class. And everything was going along the line, and where we are now was starting to happen as the Boomers got together. My feelings on this, I just wish Ben could have been, and it finished well with Philadelphia, Ben could have come in and stepped into the Boomers and felt the enjoyment that we felt about being involved in the game. And I have no doubt my feeling on this is disappointment, disappointment for Philadelphia, disappointment for Ben that it's where it is. And my hope, my wish is that Ben gets the opportunity to be in a position where he can show who he is as a person and who he is as a player. Because I promise you, my feeling on this is there's somebody special there. And we're just, it's moved to a really bad position that looks unattainable from a distance.
Yeah, from looking in the cheap seats, you know, you just look at it and think, gosh, it would have been great for him to be involved in your setup in the there Olympics. In Tokyo. Do you hold out hope that, you know, he could find, you know, almost a refuge playing for the Boomers in some capacity going forward?
Our thing in the leadership group, I just thought Patty, Joe, our whole team, I just thought that it was how they handled it. It was like the door is open. In the international scene, the doors open and you come in and you come out of that door. And we wanted Ben to know that during this process, man, the mateship that Australians have is different than friendship. And man, you're a mate. We're with you. And this door is always open. And I'm just what you're saying. We didn't recruit Ben. Please come, you got a player, whatever. It was more coming from Patty and Joe. Hey, man, this could be really good for you. We got something special. We're always here for you. And that stays the same as we speak now. And I think very shortly he's going to walk through that door and experience something that he's never going to forget.
I think we all want to see that happen, and hopefully he'll be encouraged to put his hand up and go and play for the Boomers. But you talk about Patty Mills. Did you see him play yesterday, and what an impact he had for Brooklyn off the bench?
Wow. I think Andrew Bogut said it well. I mean, after we beat Slovenia, I just saw Kevin Durant, the USA team, was watching us, immediately came over and gave him a big hug. And he could see this situation for them is somebody that they really need. And I just think, you know, the thing that Nigeria, if one of those superstars gets hurt, he can come in and he can fill that role and keep them where they need to be. If the three superstars are going, he's got a leadership and a teamship and a piece that that adds to them like he did with the Spurs. So he was a really big signing for that team as we speak.
What about your reaction to Dante Exum getting cut by Houston? Because he was a player that, you know, you brought him into that Boomers fold for Tokyo, and look what it did for him.
Well, you're around seven NBA players, and when you're in that whole preparation time, and a guy walks in the door that isn't contracted, has been hurt for a long period of time, and the first word that you see when he's playing is fearless. And you go, God, I thought this guy would come in and protect himself. He doesn't have a contract. He was like, I'm ready. I can go showcase me. And we did. And his performance amongst the best was those last two games. Without him, there's no medal. And he's big for his position. He can defend. He makes other players better. He can hit the shot. And he just needs more time, more game minutes. So hopefully, you know, that there's always money involved in this and certain situations for certain guys. But again, like Ben, if this kid gets in the right situation and is given the right opportunity, he fit right in with Joe and with Patty and Baines and Deli. He's in that Matisse, Josh, look at all, they're all NBA players. He was right there. So I'm excited to hear the next move.
Brian, can I ask you, mate, after all the excitement of being a part of the Olympics and winning a medal. And, you know, as a player, when you've been involved and you've won something like that, whether it's playing for Australia and then you come back and play in the, you know, the local league, so to speak, and the NBA, NBL, and I mean this respectfully, but do you as a coach have a bit of a letdown and you've got to get yourself back up to be excited again about the new NBL season?
I know that it sounds funny, but, you know, it's something that, you know, like obviously at my game, what you're saying always enters my mind. And I go, God, if it's supposed to, that's supposed to creep in naturally for me right now. And if it does, it's time to get out of the game. And you know what? I honestly enjoyed the Olympic, but I come back here and I'm so excited to be coaching and so excited. You know, like it makes you a better coach. The team shift and that culture of that team, I'm trying to bring now to this team, and I'm dealing with great young kids. I'm living in a great place. Basketball's growing in the country. I just feel, honestly, I feel blessed, and I'm sure you can tell in my voice, I'm really excited about the NBL season. This has given me, the Boomer thing has given me a boost.
Yeah, love it. And what are the expectations there at the Hawks this season, Brian?
Well, we're... everyone says the same, you know, you're in it to win it or whatever. But I thought two things about this is we came in the first year and we'll put a new team together and we said we want to be respected. And we did that. You know, we formed a base and we made – it's not easy when you've got eight teams that are pretty equal for this organization this first year to make the playoffs. Then the second aspect of it is the winnings in the picking. Can you bring – the main guys back? This organization has never been able to do it. We signed Tyler Harvey, first team all league, back for a 3-year deal. We got our young core, we didn't lose one of them. They all re-signed, and we signed Reef Duop, an international player off the Boomers. And there's only three of those playing in the NBL. So as far as to our fans and to the league, we've put together another roster that, the whole city should be excited about. And now we've got to step up and perform. But, you know, if you don't get those things done, it doesn't matter what. And this organization hasn't been able to do that. So year two, as we sit today, where we sit, our goal is to win the championship, and we've taken a step forward with our personnel.
Love it, Brian. And just today as well, just reminded that we get to see an Australian 19-year-old, Josh Giddey, sixth pick in the NBA draft, make his NBA debut as well. It's amazing to think. I mean, I remember in the early 90s, you know, I think Andrew Gaze signed a 10-day contract at one stage with the San Antonio Spurs or Washington Bullets, and how big a news that was. And yet, it's almost, I don't know if taken for granted is the way to put it, but it's almost expected now. Oh, yeah, we've got a few Aussies in the NBA, and this kid, what makes him unique?
He's different than any of the Australians that have been developed. And you know, it started like Luke Longley, Andrew Bogut, Australians, big bone, big guys that can play basketball. And there was a missing piece. That's difficult to find in the U.S. And now we started to get, you know, the Ben Simmons, some guys, some guards that can score, some athletes. This kid is different than any of them. He's a big guard that makes everybody else around him better. Unique. Unbelievably, on both sides of his body, his left and right hand. He's great to play with. And I know I'm saying all this, and he didn't make our Boomers team, but he certainly showed in that camp with those guys what he's going to be. And, again, you know, different than Andrew Gaze, different than Shane Heal, different guys that score the ball, shoot the ball. This guy, you put him on the court and you put the ball in his hand and everybody else on the floor becomes a better player. And just my experience stepping on the floor and seeing him for the first time, much bigger, much broader, much longer than I anticipated. Bright, bright future. Really excited for him and really excited to see him play today.
Brian, always great to talk to you, mate. Yeah, you're getting a lot of love on our text line as well. Again, congratulations for all your work there in Tokyo with the Boomers, and enjoy and good luck for the season ahead with the Hawks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.